Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today we're going to talk about the Wii U and LEGO City Undercover. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at nintendoteens.com. You can visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Also, visit our website at www.nintendoteens.com, where you can read up on our blog or listen to our podcast. Okay, so I actually went out to get a Wii U. I've been waiting a long time to do that, so...
Because you sold the Wii.
Yeah, I sold the Wii. I was hoping I could get a pretty good amount of money so I can go towards my Wii U, but didn't really turn out that way. Wii is not as worth as much as it was before. So, everyone, if you search on Google, everything that literally showed up when I searched one time was Wii U is failure, Nintendo's gone, Nintendo's future is in peril. But Nintendo's... Yeah, people are saying that the gamepad is Nintendo's biggest problem because it doesn't work if you're a hardcore gamer. But Nintendo's not planning to drop the gamepad. Not sure if they're going to make games that use it to its advantage. Well, they say they're trying to, but some of the games coming out aren't doing that. So they're going to have a new fitness console. So they're going to put a third console out. I'm not really sure what it's called yet. But they're going to have a new console. It's supposed to, track your fitness using a non-wearable device. I don't really know. They already have the Wii Fit, and I think it's sort of going to be it's going to be another console that goes for the Wii Fitness.
Though despite all this negative stuff that's floating around the internet about the Wii U, it's not really all that bad of a console. I mean, sure, the graphics might not be as great as maybe some other consoles out there or something on the PC, I don't know. But, the gimmick is actually, with the gamepad, it's actually kind of a fun thing to use, especially if, someone wants to watch TV or something, but you want to use the Wii U, and you can actually play some of your games on the gamepad as if the gamepad was the TV screen while the other person watches their TV shows or whatever.
Yeah, people are complaining that the Wii U doesn't have a good catalog of games to play on it, but considering it plays all the Wii games that are out there, it's got a pretty huge catalog. Yeah, Nintendo's always been about backwards compatibility, and they are doing this again with the Wii U. I don't really think it's a failure as a console. It fails in the market. I mean, you can't get away from that, but as a console, it's good. It's just that the consumers aren't recognizing it as a new console.
Yeah, I find it kind of a shame how, lately, whenever, something new comes out, a lot of people just criticize it without really taking a good look at it. They're just like, oh, there's, this thing, I don't know, this thing. That's just such a dumb idea. But really, if you start using it, you'll understand more about the console.
Yeah, what you said before about off-TV play, how that's fun and all, but not too many of the games use... Well, actually, a good portion of them do off-TV play, but some of them don't. Like, the really good games, we got LEGO City Undercover for the Wii U. I said I'd get that in a podcast before this, an episode. I said that if we got a Wii U, we'd get it. And I stuck to that, and we got LEGO City Undercover.
That's the only Wii U game we have that doesn't have off-TV play. Well, actually, game, actually.
It's only because we only have three Wii U games right now.
Yeah, but the reason for that is because there are certain features using the gamepad in the game, and, the camera's forced to be on the TV screen most of the time.
Yeah. You know, the game, I like what they did, that they put the map on there. It was a little thing where he has his communicator thing. It's like a Wii U gamepad. That's pretty cool right there, but I mean, some people would say it would be nice to play LEGO City on the gamepad, but they already have a smaller version on the 3DS, and it's not as good as the Wii U one, but this is the console, and you're playing the console version on the gamepad. Still, it wouldn't seem as lively if it was on a smaller screen with it, all the superior graphics it has. I think it's better on the TV, and have so you don't have to somehow integrate the map into the gamepad while you're still using it as a screen.
Yeah. Speaking of the game, it's actually a pretty fun game, especially with free roaming. Like, it's like a huge city you can roam around, and it's based off of a few cities in the U.S. Kind of combined together in that sort of place. It's actually like a really big place, got different sections and everything, and there's so much stuff to do. You do all sorts of stuff in the world to unlock things, and sometimes we end up missing a few things when we're trying to check and make sure that we've unlocked everything in that area.
Yeah, it's really good for roaming, but for some reason it kind of makes me dizzy because, you know, the world rotates and you have your little Lego person walking around, but that's not really much of a problem. Yeah, there's a lot of hidden things in the game. I mean, everything's scattered around Lego City. You have your little districts where you have to... There's something to do in each district that for each suit. Lots of things for each district. In the 3DS version, I think it's all broken up. Like, each time you go to a new district of the city, you have to go through another loading time. I'm not a fan of that, so I don't know if I'll be picking up the 3DS version. Probably not.
I hear the game's a big glitch, though. I mean, we've only encountered one glitch, which was where at the bottom screen, it kind of gets screwed up for a bit, but yeah. It fixed itself later on. I've seen other glitches where people end up going through the ground and under the city, which can be done in some other games as well. There's a few other glitches, which make it hard to go through the game that I've heard some people have encountered.
But the glitch where you talked about the gamepad, sometimes it will get, there's a green splotch on it. People have got it a lot. We actually almost thought the gamepad was broken.
Yeah.
But I looked up the glitch and it was not broken.
But the glitch doesn't really affect your gameplay, so it's nothing to really worry about too much.
Yeah, you just have to press the home button and then press it again so it'll go back to your game and it'll be gone.
There's another glitch. Because like there are these things you can build and... You know how it is in Lego games. But if you stand in the wrong spot with some things that you build, you end up finding yourself stuck in there, and sometimes it'll save if you build something important. So,
Oh, then you could just go back to the other hub world.
Well, yeah, it'll work like that. You could just select to go... Well, wait, that's just what you said.
Speaking of Lego City's hub world, it's way better than Lego Batman 2.
More everything, lively.
Everything's still, some things are cardboard cutouts.
Not really cardboard cutouts.
Well, it's not made out of Lego. Only a few select things made out of Lego, like people's cars and mailboxes and some houses you can build. But that's changed in the Lego Movie video game. I've heard that everything is Lego, so. But this one, everything is not really Lego, but it's still Lego City.
Speaking of, that just kind of reminded me. I've heard some say that the game seems to be a spiritual successor to Lego Island and Lego Island 2, which were some of the first Lego Island games. There was a third one, too, but we haven't played that. They're really old games, by the way.
The Lego Island series was the first one. They're still trying to find the right formula for a Lego game. They found it, but some people say the Lego formula is kind of really repetitive. But, you know, they still sell the game, so I think they're going to be fine.
It's fun anyways. I mean, Tommy here doesn't really like the levels where you solve the puzzles and stuff, but...
Yeah,
you know, that's going to be in Lego games.
Once you start going in the overworld, you kind of don't want to go and do the little levels where you can't run, and the camera's only in one spot. But in the hub world, the ways you can explore... you can't fly like in the Lego Superheroes games, like Lego Batman and Lego Marvel. You can only use boats, planes, cars, and feet. And it sounds like a lot, but I think it's better because it gives more of a challenge than actually just flying everywhere. So you're probably going to be using cars most of the time instead of foot, unless you're in really small places where you can't drive a car. But when it comes to flying, like, you can have a helicopter, but you can only put it or ride it at a call-in point where it's like a helipad. you can only call those in, and then you can land in other places.
And there's only, like, so far we've only built two helipads. I don't know if there are more, so it kind of makes it hard. If you want to be able to fly around the island, you have to go all the way to the nearest one.
Yeah, the flying is kind of slow, though. You can't land wherever you want, so I don't really fly unless I'm trying to get somewhere that's really high.
There are some, like, landing pads and stuff that you can build, though. What about,
the story?
Oh, without giving any spoilers, like, say someone hasn't played the game yet.
The story, the beginning, it starts off kind of slow, like a lot of stories. And, they have a lot of cameos. They have a lot of cop show cameos and pop culture cameos. They have a lot of, you can go around the city and unlock Mario, Cheap Seeps, and Power Stars.
And there's, like, parodies of characters such as, like,
in the beginning.
Yeah, such as, like, Dirty Harry, Columbo, Sherlock Holmes, that sort of thing.
And they have a lot of stuff going in the background of every scene. They have each character's personality is defined quickly into the story. I mean, you can tell which character is going to be what personality, and they their personalities all blend together for a really good story.
Speaking of the characters, you gotta know the main character at least. You play as this character called Chase McCain, who lives up to his name because in the game, you know, you chase people.
Or get chased.
Yeah, you. Basically, he just lives up to his name. Oh, the puns. You can't forget the puns either. Puns are everywhere in this game.
Really bad pun.
Not necessarily. Some are good puns, some are okay puns, some are just puns.
They have little the place is showered with Easter eggs. They have, like I said, the Mario stuff, and then they have, there's a level where you go in the museum, and he talks about all these little things, and that's not really an Easter egg, but it's kind of fun to hear how he talks about each exhibit. But they might have quotes that other characters in other movies or stuff have said, and they'll make a lot of pop culture references.
Yeah, references everywhere, along with the puns. But there are more puns than references, it seems.
Like when you do an audio scan, you can listen to other people's conversations, and they make these bad jokes.
Yeah. The characters are also pretty memorable. There's a few plot holes, too, but without saying spoilers, I don't think we'd be able to mention much of the plot holes. It makes things seem a little odd, but funny, but weird.
Yeah. Probably not going to go into the plot holes, because, you know, I don't want to spoil it for anyone. There's no post-story, though, so once you finish the story, nothing really, like, exciting goes on, unless you do all the little unlockables, but the city is still pretty lively, unlike Lego Batman 2, where they have just people running aimlessly around, and you have people throwing cakes and whatever's in their hands throwing around, and it wasn't really that fun to explore in. Lego City, even after you unlock everything, you can probably just drive a car around. It's pretty lively.
Rewards your vandalism. Run into things and take that stuff and use it to build other things with. Break the city and build stuff out of it.
Yeah, the only time he'll actually talk that I remember is that if you crash into something, he'll make a little remark right there, and that's about the only dialogue you're going to hear if you don't replay the levels and you finish the story.
And also, because do you know how the Lego games, they usually have, like, it's tradition for Lego game for you to be able to make custom characters, you know, with the Lego parts of characters you've unlocked. In this game, instead of making, like, separate characters, because in this game, you're still playing as Chase, but you've got, like, different disguises and stuff, so you basically make a character from the disguise. And
yeah, you can, there's a character, a custom character for each disguise, and you can choose the thing, the hair and feet you want them to have. You can't use every single costume you get, though, which is kind of disappointing, but since there's, like, what, 90, over 90 costumes, I think?
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of pieces, and it'll be real pain to scroll around in.
Yeah. But if you're having a hard time scrolling around, I guess you could just keep randomizing that the parts on the characters until you get something close to what you want and start fixing that up or something. I don't know.
Now, what TNT Games really missed out on was two-player, because that's been in every single LEGO game since LEGO Star Wars. That's been in LEGO two-player. They have
since LEGO Star Wars for GameCube, I think.
They have one player controls the first player, and the second player controls their companion. And if one player, you can switch between the characters and stuff. But in LEGO City, since you can't have all the disguises follow you around, because you're going to have always a party of eight characters just tumbling around and running through LEGO City, so you can just switch between the suits using the left and right buttons. So the need really just comes for one player. It's not like you have two levers to pull at once, like in the other games. I think that two-player would be really hard to do in LEGO City because, you know, they have that huge world to go around in. You have to keep track of all the players going around the hub world. And you have the gamepad, too, so one person would have to use the Wii Remote. And then who would be the supporting character? That would be character number two. Because the story mainly focuses around Chase, and having a second player around, would they'd have to bend the story a little bit for that second player.
Maybe in a sequel, they might have you be able to play as one of the other characters, maybe like one of the other policeman characters or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I hope they do a sequel, because that would be just... Because people have been saying, like on the internet, they say, we want a sequel of this, but... I mean, I don't really know how they would do it. I mean, they'd have a different story and probably different levels in second player. But they already have LEGO City, so they'd have to change up the city a little bit, and that might take some time. So that's, I guess, about what we think of LEGO City Undercover for Wii U.
We also have some other Wii U games. Well, actually, kind of one, I guess. Because with our Wii U, we got the new Super Mario Bros. U and new Super Luigi U bundle that came with ours, because we got the black one.
Yeah, more memory. And yeah. The black one looks glossier. It looks way better, and it comes with a stand, too.
And it matches my 3DS.
I have a red one, so that doesn't really match. But new Super Mario Brothers, that's a good game. I mean, that was the first... We had to wait to get LEGO City, so Super Mario Brothers held us until we got LEGO City. So it was fun to play then. Then once we got LEGO City, and we can play our other Wii games. I haven't really played it that much anymore. I haven't really played much of Super Luigi either. It's kind of tough.
Well, the new Super Mario Bros. U, it's fun to play in 4-to-5 player and multiplayer. We had some friends over.
Yeah, it was chaotic.
Yeah, everyone kept jumping on each other because we were trying to basically get past the level, and due to us jumping on each other, some people ended up falling into an abyss when they were jumping across one. Yeah. Or there was this other part where, we were just getting frustrated at each other when we were trying to go through part of the level, so we kept trying to throw each other into the lava and that sort of thing.
It's like, where you can bubble and you can save yourself, or if you get hit, you can get saved by another player. So those are two good games, but, I mean, they're not system sellers. System sellers are like Super Mario 3D World, I heard. LEGO City could almost be a system seller if it was two-player. Probably what's holding it back. And the new games like Mario Kart 8, which is coming out, I think they said it was in May. May 8 or something. It was in the spring. Smash Brothers is coming out, I think they said, at the end of 2014. So we're going to be waiting a long while for that.
Well, the Pokemon X and Y had a long wait, so probably going to be waiting around the same time like that.
And that new Sonic game that's coming out, Sonic Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about that for another episode, because we are running out of time.
Well, we have the time. I just wanted to mention one more thing with Super Mario Bros. U with the multiplayer. Because you know how the Wii U has like the gamepad feature, and we've kind of been talking a little bit about the gamepad. It's basically in kind of like multiplayer. It's a thing called boost mode, where you can help players with placing little blocks to help them get to places, or you can also...
Tap Nabbit. so you can catch
them. Yeah, it makes it so much easier to catch Nabbit. It's like you're chasing after Nabbit, and whoever's using the gamepad can just keep on tapping him to stall him. He'll just sit there while the other player can go over to
Nabbit's
him.
Nabbit's a little guy. You have to chase him across the level, and you have to be faster than him and catch him. You'll get a reward. But if you have someone using the gamepad, someone using the Wii Remote, you can literally cheat by just tapping him and stalling him while the other person just runs over and gets him, no matter how slow the player is at Mario.
There's also hidden 3-up blocks in the game, which can only show up on the gamepad, and if you're using boost mode, you can tap them on the gamepad, and they'll show up for a certain amount of time to have the other players to be able to get to them and get the 3-ups, although some of them are actually pretty hard to reach.
Like I said, it's a good game, but it's not really a system seller. I mean, it could hold you until you get a good game. Like, you could start off with Super Mario Brothers, and then you could buy another one, another game, but while you're waiting, you could play it, and then get a good game like Rayman Legends or LEGO City for the Wii U. So that's our review of LEGO City and New Super Mario Brothers. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin MacLeod, courtesy of Incomptech.com. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. Or if you're not a member, please sign up for a forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Please take a visit to our website at www.nintendoteens.com. You can read our blog as well as access our podcast. Well, that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.